this morning to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, and we'll read verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. From chapter 1 and verse 1, we learn that Isaiah ministered as a prophet to the southern kingdom of Judah. His ministry covered the span of four kings: Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. He preached during a time when Assyria was rising in power, expanding its empire. And though he preached in the southern kingdom of Judah, it was also during the last years of the northern kingdom of Israel and its subsequent fall to Assyria. So the southern kingdom of Judah, in which Israel was preaching, was following the same paths that led to the destruction of the northern kingdom. And Isaiah, by God, was allowed to see the southern kingdom being taken by Babylon because of their departure from the Lord. And he preached against the empty ritualism of his day, the idolatry into which so many people had fallen into. And he urged the people to repent and to return to God. The basic theme of the book of Isaiah is really found in Isaiah's name, which means salvation is of the Lord. The word salvation occurs 26 times in the book. The word saved occurs 6 times, so a total of 32 times. We see that salvation, of course, conveys the idea of a deliverance, a setting free, a rescue, a sparing from something, but also a transfer to something. Throughout the book, Isaiah speaks of four aspects of salvation. He speaks of Judah's national salvation from the attacks of their enemies. He speaks of Judah's salvation from Babylonian captivity. That is, once they were in Babylonian captivity, that God would deliver them after 70 years. Thirdly, he speaks of the future salvation of the Jews. And fourthly, he speaks of the personal salvation of a sinner. But whatever aspect of salvation that Isaiah speaks of, he reminds Judah that God alone is Savior. He alone is ruler. He alone is King. And throughout the book, he calls Judah's attention to God. All through the book of Isaiah, there's this call to direct our attention toward God. First of all, by way of hearing Him. About 18 times there is the direction, hear. And there are the words, hearken. We see that about 7 times. That is in relation to God. And there are the words in Isaiah 49 and verse 1, listen, O isles, unto me. So there is a call to give attention to God by way of hearing. We see here there is also a call to give attention to God by way of seeing. In Isaiah 40 and verse 26, lift up your eyes on high and behold. And then, of course, there's our text, look unto me. And again, these are words directly from the Lord. So we want to speak this morning on the subject of God's call to attention. And in this message, we want to consider the text, verse 22 of Isaiah 45, and then we want to make application to ourselves concerning these words. But first of all, just look at this verse, Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. First of all, this is a command. There is a command. Look unto me. Look unto me. That is not only a command, it is also instruction. Look unto me. So God is commanding us. God is also instructing. But it's not only a command and an instruction, it is an invitation from Him. Look unto me. What those words are saying is, face unto me. You can't look at something unless you face it. Face unto me. It is as if God is saying, turn your face toward me. Direct your attention toward me. So, look unto me is a call to focus. It is a call to concentrate on God. Now, the word look, of course, means to watch. It means to observe. It means to view. It also means to contemplate and to consider. So the words, look unto me, are a call to acknowledge God. They are a call to trust Him, to rely and depend upon Him. Look unto me. This is a command, it is instruction, it is an invitation, and it is perpetual. It is a perpetual command. Look unto me. It is a perpetual instruction. Look unto me. It is a perpetual invitation. Look unto me. By that we simply mean there's never a time when these words are out of season. There is never a time when these are not appropriate words. Look unto me. Whoever and whatever you are today, and wherever you are today, you need to hear these words of the Lord. Look unto me. Look unto me. So we have this command. There's also a promise. Look unto me and be ye saved. This is a loving and assuring promise of the Lord. The promise given is, and be ye saved. The very promise speaks of a need. What is the need? The need is to be saved. Again, the word saved has reference to a deliverance. It has reference to a setting free, a release, a loosing, a rescue, a sparing from something, and a transfer to something. So from this we see that the promise has the implication that there is a hazard, there is a threat, there is a hardship, there is suffering, there is misery, there is bondage, there is slavery, there is imprisonment. And be ye saved has the implication that there is an emergency, that there is something that is perhaps dreadful, something that ought to alarm us, something that is perhaps desperate and pressing. The word saved also implies that there is a helplessness and an inability on our part. So again, whoever and whatever we are today and wherever we are today. Look unto me and be ye saved. And just like the command, look unto me, so the promise, be ye saved, is a perpetual promise. It is a continual promise. The need is continual. We're always in need of salvation. That is, we're always in need of deliverance. We always need to be delivered from something. And looking unto Him is the way to receive this promise. Thirdly, notice the source of the promise. Look unto me. Me. The me is specific. The me is definitive. Again, notice it says, look unto me and be ye saved. There is command, there is instruction, there's an invitation, there's a promise. And the source of the promise is God. Look unto me. And who He is, notice, for I am. Look unto me, for I am. Speaking of His state of being. For I am God. The Hebrew word there is El, E-L. Meaning strong and powerful one. Look unto me, for I am strong, for I am powerful, for I am almighty. And there is none else, which is a declaration of His sovereignty. Notice in Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 6, I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Verse 6, the last part of verse 6, there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Notice verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself, and that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Verse 21. Latter part of that verse. And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Verse 22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. And we see it again, notice in Isaiah 46 and verse 9. Isaiah 46 and verse 9. Remembering the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. That is a declaration of the sovereignty of God. In light of that, look unto me. In light of that is the promise, and be ye saved because of who God is. So again, whatever the human need, whatever the circumstance, wherever and whenever it occurs, God is God. God is who He is, and He is the only source of this salvation. There is none other. Fourthly, notice the scope of what is said here in verse 22. Again, the command, the instruction, and the invitation is, look unto me. And the promise is, and be ye saved. And the scope of the command and the instruction and the invitation and the scope of the promise is all the ends of the earth. All the ends of the earth. So, to whom do these words apply? To all the ends of the earth. So regardless of birth, regardless of nationality, regardless of language or education or personal experience, the command, the instruction, the invitation, and the promise is universal. Look unto me and be ye saved. And it is all-encompassing. all the ends of the earth. Now let's make application. How do these words apply to you and I? Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. First of all, we want to make application to the saved. And then we want to make application to those who are unsaved. First of all, you and I that have been saved by God's grace, we are continually surrounded from within and from without by dangers, by threats, by enemies. And in this life, we will experience some difficulties. We will experience some problems. We will experience some battles and some struggles. We will experience some obstacles. We will have to go through some storms. You may even have to live in them for a while. We will experience some temptations. There will be some chaos from time to time in our lives. And there will be some confusion. And there will be times of anxiety. And we will experience some defeats. And we will experience some failures. And we will experience some disappointments and some sorrow and some heartache. That's just a fact of life. But hear the loving command and the invitation and the instruction of God. Look unto me. Whatever your circumstance is, look unto me. And then there's this promise and assurance, and be you saved. For I am God, and there is none else. In this life, we are going to experience some unpleasant times. In this life, we are going to, at times, find ourselves in the depths and wonder how we got there. We are going to have to spend some time in the desert. You may have to spend some time in the furnace. You are going to experience some apparent dead ends. But in it all, hear this command and invitation and instruction. Look unto me. Look unto me. In these times, what would God have us to do? Look unto me. When you don't know what to do, look unto me. That is a very simple instruction. Look unto me. And again, hear the promise and the assurance, and be saved, for I am God. And there is none else. In this life, there are constant needs, there are constant cares, there are constant burdens. You may get rid of one burden, but you're going to have another. It's constant. It's constant. There are times of weakness. There are times of brokenness. There are times of discouragement. There are times of fear. But in those times, hear God say, look unto me. And hear the promise and be saved. For I am God, and there's none else. Which not only explains the source of the promise, but it also explains the reason why we're to look unto Him. For I am God, and there is none else. There's none else that can help you. I am God. In this life, there are seasons different seasons. There are seasons of enslavement, seasons of imprisonments. What are we to do? Look unto me and the promise and be saved. So whatever our experience, whatever our circumstances, whenever and wherever they occur, we need to hear verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. That is, wherever we are, whenever it might be, hear God say, turn your face toward me. Hear God say, watch me. Hear God say, observe me. Contemplate and consider me. And you'll find yourself rescued, delivered. What we have here in verse 22 is the solution and the remedy for all things. Look unto me. And again, this is a universal, this is universal and all encompassing. Now, if we were to, but for a few minutes, just view life as a circle, big circle. The circle consists of a center, of a center. And it consists of a circumference. And we just picture that in our minds. In the center is God. There He is, in the center. No matter where our place is along the circumference, there He is, in the center. There He is. And He's there as the I Am. He is there as God. And there is none else. He's there as Sovereign One. Looking at that circle, you can draw a straight line from the center to the circumference. No matter where, you can draw a straight line from the center and it touches the circumference. And there is no point along that circumference from which you cannot draw a straight line to the center. So wherever I am, wherever I am along the circumference of life, the call is from the center, look unto me. And no matter where you are around that circumference, you can do that. Look unto me. Sadly, most live their lives along the circumference, never, ever touching the center. That's how they live. Sadly, that's how many, the trap that many of God's people have fallen into. But wherever you are in your experience, wherever you are in your position or stage in life, you need to hear and you need to obey the call of God. Look unto me. And this is where we find deliverance. This is where we find release. This is where we find deliverance from death and from darkness and from hopelessness and weariness and weakness and disappointment and chaos and discouragement. This is where we find it. Look unto me. We don't find it looking unto one another. We don't find it looking at our circumstances. We find it looking unto Him. This is where we find life. This is where we find light. This is where we find hope and strength and rest and fulfillment and order and peace. And all that every child of God would take heed. Look. Look. Look unto me. Oh, that we would hear God speak those words to us. Wherever we are along the circumference, that we would hear God say, look unto me. That we would hear God call us by name and say, look unto me. That's the answer. That's the answer. Then we want to make application, of course, to the unsaved soul. If you're here and unsaved, read those words. Look unto me and be you saved. Look unto me and be you saved. As we've said many times before, if you're here and unsaved, I want you to know that there is not a more serious, a more horrifying and dreadful situation in this life than to be unsaved. An unsaved sinner, I'm not talking to you about something that does not matter. If I wanted to talk to you about something that does not really matter, we could talk about sports. We could talk about a lot of things, but those things really don't matter. They really don't matter. Doesn't mean that we're never to talk about them, but they really don't matter. But this is something that matters. We're not talking about something of minor importance. I'm talking about your soul. Someone might ask, well, what do you mean by my soul? What do you mean? Well, the simplest way to explain that is I am talking to you about that which is a part of you that will never, ever die. You will die physically. But your soul will never die. So I'm talking to you about your eternal destination. The eternal destination of your soul. To those who are unsaved, you are a sinner against God. As an unsaved sinner, that means a lot of things. It means that you are unacceptable to God. What does that mean? That means in your present state, to put it in plain English, you are rejected of God. Now that's serious. You are unacceptable to God. Not only are you unacceptable to God, you are bankrupt of any merit before God. In other words, unsaved sinner, you cannot make yourself acceptable to God. Well, I'll go to church every time the doors are open. I hope you do. But that will not save your soul. I will try to live a better life. I hope you do. But that will not save your soul. I will try to obey the word of God. Again, I hope you do. But that will not save your soul. You are unacceptable to God, and you are bankrupt of any merit to make yourself acceptable in His sight. As an unsaved sinner, you are in the bondage, whether you realize it or not, and you are in the misery of sin. You are helplessly trapped there. You are trapped in the bondage of sin. You cannot get yourself out. I can't get you out. No one here can get you out. You are helplessly trapped in the bondage of sin. We can read Isaiah 45:22 to you, but we cannot bring you out from that bondage. You are securely held in the darkness of sin. Sin is an abomination to God. And being so, that alienates, the sinner is an alienation from God. He or she is in the chains of sin. And on top of all of that, the unsafe sinner is going to physically die. But that soul is going to live forever. You're headed for an eternity in hell. And deservingly so. Now that offends a lot of people. But that is the truth. I pray at this moment that in your condition, you can hear the one, the only one, who can save your soul, speaking to you and saying, look unto me and be ye saved. Read those words, look unto me and be ye saved. Read them over and over and over again. Hear those words coming from God. Read them again tomorrow. Read them again every day of your life. Look unto me and be ye saved. Can you hear him? I'm not asking if you can hear me read the words. I know you can. Can you hear God speaking those words to you, unsaved sinner? Look unto me and be ye saved. And I pray that as you hear those words, at that very moment, that you would be able to see and that you'd be able to feel what it means to be a sinner before a holy and righteous God. And as you listen to those words, look unto me and be saved, that you could see and feel the filth of your sin, the shame of your sin, and that you could see and that you could feel the weight of your own sin and the weight of your sinfulness, and seeing and feeling such that again you would hear that loving command and loving invitation from the only one who can save your soul. Look unto me. Look unto me. Be ye saved. I pray that you would look. That you would look unto him. And here's what you'll see. You'll see Jesus, God himself. Oh, I pray that you would look, that you would see Jesus, God himself, coming to this earth in a body of human flesh, for you. And living a perfect, and I mean perfect, life on your behalf. But that wasn't enough. Because something has to be done with all that sin. You look unto Him and you see Him taking your sin upon Himself. Look. There He is. And all your sin, the sin that I hope you can see, the sin I hope that you can feel, I pray now that you can see it all on Him. There it is. It's all on Him. And He goes to the cross with all your sins upon Him. Why? Why did He do that? To receive what you deserve because of sin. I pray that you can see Jesus with all your sin upon Himself going to the cross, paying a sin debt that you can never pay. Paying a debt that you do not have the means to pay. Look. Look at this Jesus as the one and only offering for your soul. That part of you that will never die. Look at Him as the one and only acceptable offering for your soul. And look and see His lifeless body placed in a tomb for your sin, for your sinfulness. And after 3 days and 3 nights, up from the grave, He arose. Victorious over Satan, victorious over sin, victorious over death, victorious over hell, victorious over the grave, and see that victory as yours. Look and see Him sitting today at the right hand of God as the accomplisher of the work of your salvation. Oh, that you would hear these words directly from Him. Look unto Me and be ye saved. And that you would know that there is none else. Unsaved sinner, you have nowhere else to go for salvation. May you come to the realization of what we read in Acts 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And that you would feel, as you hear those words, look unto Me. Look unto Me. Can you hear them? Can you hear those words from God? Look unto Me and be saved. And that you would feel an irresistible drawing toward Him. Look away from self. Look away from religion. Look away from Home Baptist Church. Look away from any other church. Look away from religion and hear God say, look unto me. Look unto me. Look away from everything else. Again, we've said it many times. Everyone is depending on something. Every unsaved sinner here is depending on something. You may know in your head that the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. But you have not come to Him. You have not looked to Him. You have not felt that irresistible draw. You are depending on something. You may be depending upon time. I have time. Who told you that? Who's guaranteed you that? This is the only time you have right now. But there are those who are depending on time. There are those who are depending on health. There's nothing wrong with me. I will live a long time. My friend, healthy people die all the time. You may be depending upon genealogy. And you may be doing so without even realizing it. But everyone is depending on something. But hear God say, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Here is the answer. Look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. So whatever it is that you're depending on other than God, I'm here to tell you today, there is none else whereby to be saved. There is nothing else. Well, you just think your way's right. It's not my way. It's God's way. And yes, I do think God's way is right. Look unto me and be saved. My way was taking me to hell. Your way was taking you to hell. We're not speaking of our way. We're speaking of God's way. And we're not talking about something of minute importance. We're talking about your soul. Look unto me and be ye saved. There is none other. There is no one else where you will find this salvation. There is none other. You see, you need a righteousness before God. And almost everyone knows that. That is why people will say, I'm doing the best I can. That's just another way of saying, I know I need to be righteous and I'm doing the best I can. But again, you're bankrupt. You have no righteousness that's acceptable to God. The only place you can find the righteousness you need is in Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness that you need. Look unto me. There is none else. There is nowhere else where you can go for the cleansing of the pollution of sin. There are multitudes today that believe that mere water can wash away the filth of sin. May I say that they have no idea of the filth of sin. There's only one thing that can wash away the filth of sin, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ, the price that He paid. There is none other where you can find the forgiveness of sin. You know what the sinner needs? That you have God, you have the sinner. And there is a great distance between the two. The two need to be reconciled. Without reconciliation, and by reconciliation we simply mean peace needs to be made between God and man. And the reconciliation that you need is Jesus Christ. And that's why God says, look unto me and be ye saved. Peace and the acceptance with God that we need. There is none else. So again, let's read verse 22. We'll close. Look unto me Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Face unto me. Face me. You're going to one day. You're going to face God. And the only way you can be ready for that is if you face Him now. Face unto me. No matter who you are, no matter what your condition, no matter where you are in life, we need to hear and obey those words. Look unto me. Look unto me. You and I that are saved, we need to constantly hear those words. Look unto me. I pray that I would hear them every morning when I wake up. Look unto me. Look unto me. As we go through the day, look unto me. Look unto me. I believe God is always tapping our shoulders saying, hey, look up here, look up here, look unto me, look unto me, look unto me. An unsaved sinner, oh, how we pray that God would enable you today to look unto Him, because He is your only hope. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us verse song.